flashlight.
You got this.
I'm into it.
She's got a mod.
Why? I like them. These aren't pool slides. All right. Welcome back to the Go Ham Podcast. Today we're going to sit down with a senior in high school who's graduating shortly, getting ready to kick off her career as a brand new hairstylist.
Yeah. What's up, Hales?
Welcome.
Thanks for having me.
We're like so excited to have you because we just know you're going to bring so much joy. So let's get this started with Haley's entrance into the salon industry world. How old were you when you started working for us?
I think I was freshly 15.
15?
Yeah.
All right.
Prior to that, did you have plans to go to college or?
Yeah, I was dead set on going to college.
Oh, dead set.
Dead set.
Dead ass.
Yeah.
Head, remind me, was this one of those situations where I was completely against you hiring one of your friend's
oh,
kids?
Oh, God, 100%. She just, you know, she's always against hiring friends and family, but I was like, oh, you got to meet Haley. She's something special.
Yeah.
And we did. We brought her in. You started out, what, just helping, like, tidying up the salon and doing little tasks like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. That's how you sold me. Because you were like, it's just like, she's just going to be, she doesn't want to do hair. This is a, and I was like, all right, cool. And then here we are.
So. All right, cool.
Here we are.
Yeah. She doesn't want to do hair.
Now you're our little protege.
Great. You're not going to be with us forever. I'm not going to, it's good.
You got stuck with me.
Yeah.
There's no ties.
Yeah.
But no, we're really lucky to have you a part of our team. And I'm actually super excited that you're pursuing this career because I think that you're going to do so well with it. And I have a lot to prove to your parents because I gave them a lot of promises.
So the moment that...
So please don't mess this up.
Yeah, I won't. I promise.
So I'll you try. Joined the pre-bay team.
Yeah.
And then what?
So I was obviously set on going to college. I really wasn't even thinking about doing hair. It wasn't even in my peripheral view. Like, I've never thought about it. But I think the moment I realized that I wanted to go to cosmetology school was when I realized that I genuinely enjoy going to work. Like, I like going to work every day. I don't dread going. And just made me happy being there. And the environment was what I really enjoyed.
Aww. So complete opposite of when you come to work at my house with my kids.
I actually hear this a lot from our industry, though. People do. They say it doesn't feel like a job when you're there and you're with your clients that you love and you're doing what you love. And it really doesn't feel like work compared to someone that's sitting behind a desk or, you know.
Definitely.
Overall vibe, culture, right? Let's say that that was part of it. You know, you felt good about coming to work. You liked the people that you worked with. You liked the environment. Mm-hmm. Were there any other factors that played a part here?
I mean, once I found out how much a stylist can make per year, that definitely swayed my decision a little bit because I feel like there's this stigma with the hair industry that you really can't make that as much money. So once I found out how much you could possibly make as like a level, what, like 8 or 9 stylist, that definitely swayed my decision a little.
What do you think it is?
Heather, fact check this right now, please. Yeah.
What do you think the industry standard is for a hairstylist?
The average?
The average.
Industry standard? 45,000.
Oh,
yeah.
Anywhere you did your research.
38 to like 46,000 is industry standard right now.
Especially for like higher levels, right? Like for the standard? Or is that just
across the board?
I am not 100%
not sure on that because not every salon works off of level systems.
Okay, true.
So I don't know how you would measure that, but I mean, obviously our salon, we have levels.
Yeah.
So when you get to a level 8, 9, or 10, like you were just saying, what do you think they're making a year?
6 figures. Oh, close to that.
Yeah, for sure.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Love it.
No cap, no cap.
Which is definitely shocked me. I'm not going to lie. When I heard that,
and just
I was like,
curiosity.
There's no way. Doing
Wait,
hair.
Go ahead.
I just have a question out of curiosity. I'm just trying to get inside your head like I promised we were going to do. Mm-hmm. Out of curiosity, how long do you think it takes for you to get to like a level 8, 9, 10 or level stylist?
Probably 10, 15 years, depending.
I would say like 7.
Yeah. Really?
Yeah. If you're like committed and given like a bomb ass experience and you're driven and are doing the work, you know, I feel like 7's definitely a possibility.
For sure.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. So like for you, like around 26, you could be making, you know, 6 figures.
That's the goal.
What was your parents' reaction when you kind of dropped this bomb?
Oh, God.
They were very supportive.
They were like, I'm going to freaking call Heather right now.
They're like, what did you do? They were very supportive, but they just wanted to make sure I was making the right decision. You know, that because I was only working there for around 1.5 years where I decided this is what I wanted to do. And I was very set on college, and I always told them that. So when I suddenly switched my mind one day, they were kind of like, all right, let's just take a second, make sure this is really what you want to do. And my dad also works in trades, so he was very enthusiastic. Like, he loved it.
Well, it's interesting that you weren't just dead set on college. You knew exactly the career you were going to choose, and you knew what you wanted to be. Mm-hmm. So it's pretty cool that once you got into our industry and our standard, our settings, you were able to not see yourself there anymore and see yourself here.
Yeah. I was that kid that, like, I just wanted to go to college because of the partying. I was like, I don't really care what my degree is in.
We actually got the best of both worlds, though. You realize that, right?
I do, yeah.
Like, we got to not have school loans, party our asses off, and do hair and have fun.
And it's good to hear. 15 years later, and you guys still are doing that.
Yeah.
In a different way.
Fading out.
Just in a different kind of way. You're definitely still partying. Yeah. You're definitely still, you know.
Yeah. I laugh because I feel like just parents in general have, you know, I don't know. I think it's different now. I'm so happy. Shout out to Steve and Tina for really showing up to this. But basically, like, my mom still comes in and she'll drop, like, the Delaware County Community College pamphlet on my island and be like, hey, it's not too late.
There's still time for you.
We can still save you.
If you want,
you could still be successful, Monica. I know you own 4 businesses, but there's still a chance for you.
I'm like, Mom, I'm all right. Thanks, though. I appreciate it.
I mean, I always get told, oh, college is still an option. You can still go. Yeah. I'm like, I know it's an option, but I don't need to hear it every 5.
And that's my feeling. It is still an option. Yeah, definitely. No matter what in life, you always can go back. Yeah, so you don't need it right now.
Yeah. Well, you know what I do have to give my mom? Because she was smart enough to tell me, like, when I was going through this, like, you know, I'm like, well, do I go to college? Do I go to hair school? I was graduating at 17. I started in September. So I was young. And she was like, here's what I think you should do. She was like, go get your, you know, go to cosmetology school, finish it out. And then if you want to go to college, you're fine. Like, you're going to be 18 at that point. Like, just go.
Yeah.
So that was great advice because that gave me a full year. I was in school and I, like, really was able to understand, is this for me or is it not? And I feel like oftentimes, I don't know if you feel this way or you with the interviews, but I feel like it's opposite. It's like they spend the 4 years, they get hundreds of thousands of dollars in loans. And then the parents are like, well, now you can go. And it's like, it's kind of should be reversed because it's like, you're really setting them up for a financial disaster if you do it that way.
It's not only the parents though. I mean, you got to say the schools, they don't give many resources for the cosmetology industry.
On trades.
Botech. Mm-hmm. Yeah, even trades. I mean, if you're like, they always are hosting college nights. And I mean, I get, my son's a junior in high school now, and every single email I get is about college planning, college this, college schedules, you know, and it's like, there's nothing in there ever about, if your kid's not going to college, here's some other options. There's nothing.
Right.
Mm-hmm.
So how was it for you with navigating through that with your high school?
I mean, I definitely struggled with it. Like, there was not many resources from my high school at all. Any information I found out came from the salon community. Okay. Like, that was where I heard everything about the schools and which schools were good, which ones would be best for me. I didn't find any information through my school. And that was difficult, too.
And it's tough, too, because, like, you guys know, dealing with the Votex now, since COVID, they let us play a little part in it. Not much, but a little. But it's just so unfortunate that they offer cosmetology, but they only take, like, 2 per school district.
Yeah.
So, like, if you have 6 girls that all have an interest in hair, only 2 of you are getting picked.
Yeah.
And out of those 2, which one really want to be there? Exactly. Like, do they really want that career, or are they just trying to get out of high school to leave and
get
go
out of
hang
class.
Out? And,
yeah.
You know, I mean, my other son did Votex, so I know what Votex's about. Mm-hmm. I mean,
I know, I hear about it from people that are inside the program now.
Oh, yeah.
They're like, it really sucks because people like me actually want to be in there and, like, do the work. And then people there are just, you know, messing around.
Yeah, and then there's people in there that are just like, I just want to do it because I don't want to sit through a math class.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
And that sucks. Shame.
I'm interested to know, like, what, you seem like you're, like, a good student, like, straight A's all the way.
Yeah.
What's your GPA? Is that good?
I haven't checked since last year,
honestly. She's like, I'm going to hair school,
once
fuck my GPA.
Once I decided
what's a GPA?
Okay, I think last year it was a 3.5.
All right, that's pretty good.
3.6. All right. But this year I haven't checked.
I'm so impressed.
I have no idea.
Yeah, that was like a foreign language to me.
GPA is grade point average.
I'm aware, Heath, but listen, my head was not there.
Let me tell you, once I decided I wasn't going to college, I checked out.
So I literally dropped my track. I was like, hey, can you just take me down? Like, just bring me down to the lower level so I can just,
I'm not going to college anyway.
I didn't take any major classes this year.
I'm
going to
go ahead and leave right now.
Yeah.
Did you take the SAT?
Yeah, I did. I did not do well, but I took it.
That's all right. All good. Well,
fortunately, a lot of schools don't even consider the SAT, so they don't really matter much anymore.
Yeah, nobody even uses them.
What was your teacher's reaction like when you told them that you were going to do hair and not pursue college?
I mean, it's always a little bit of a shock, I feel like, from anybody, because college is the standard. So it was mainly just, like, from my teacher's perspective, like, I guess it came off as a shock, yeah. Because like, the teachers set you up for college. That's all they talk about in classes. Right. In schools, it's always, oh, college essay this, college track that. So me being like, oh, well, I don't need this essay. I don't need this. It's always like, all right, well, you're going to do it anyway.
Right.
Because even though you know what you want to do, you still have to do all of this.
Yeah.
Which is like...
Well, I understand that. Like, you have to do what the college, you know, what they're prepped for, complete the right courses and all. But the fact of the matter is it's like... Give these kids options. Give them, like, other, you know, not everybody can even afford college.
Yeah.
There's a lot of kids that aren't even smart enough for college.
I mean, to what she just said, like, they're going to college and they're spending all this money and then they're going and doing something that they don't even need the degree that they went for to do. Mm-hmm. So it's like, make sense.
You also need to know, like, too, like, some kids just go to college just to party. I mean, and that's a pure fact. Like, I know, for instance, my oldest son...
Most kids go to college just to party. Sorry,
all right.
Parents.
Well, my oldest son, for instance, like, I would never, ever invest in him going to college. Because, first of all, he's not a studious kid. He has no interest in, like, a career that would need a degree. Because he loves construction. He wants to work outside. He wants to do a trade. The only reason why this kid would ever pursue college is because that's what all of his friends were doing. And he would want to party.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
And like, I wouldn't put my money there. That's
18-year-olds... have extreme FOMO and they just sign up for something.
That's what I thought too.
I would not invest in that. Yeah. My other son, who's super studious, wicked smart, knows what he wants, knows what he wants to be all day long. I'll support him with college and do whatever I need to do for him.
Well, I mean, the truth of the matter is it's sad to see so many people out there that, you know, they put the time, they put the effort in, they spent the hundreds of thousands of dollars, and then at the end of the day, they're emailing me. Hey, what do your managers make? You know, it's like, I'm so miserable in what I'm doing because I had the 1,000%. Worst guidance in, you know, I just was pushed into go to college, go be a teacher, go be a nurse, go be whatever, you know, whatever you pursue at that time. But there's no like passion. And for us, like, I mean, if you're in this industry, and I say this all the time, the flip side, I get the parents, which I love, that are like, oh my God, I really need you to talk to my daughter. She's, you know, she's interested. I want you to convince her to go. And I'm like, I'll never convince anybody to go.
Yeah.
And here's why, because it's hard. It's not built for somebody who's not passionate about this industry. It's long days. It's long nights. It's working on concrete floors for 12 hours. It's getting done work at 9 p.m. It's weekends. It's grit. And if you're not passionate about it, it is draining. So it's like there's a flip side to it, too, where people see the glory of it. Like, oh, it's amazing. You should see. They make so much money. They charge these prices. They, you know, there is that side of it, too, that people do identify and then they want to push people into it. But if you're not passionate about it, it's not going to be rewarding.
But I will tell you this, Hallie, like, she's not lying in anything she's saying. In the beginning, it's going to be grit and sacrifice and hard work and long days and long hours and weekend work. But if you can stick to it and get through it and go on the career path that we have in place for all of our team members, you're going to have an easy, after, you know, so many years, things will be so much easier for you.
Yeah.
You won't be working weekends.
Also,
you won't be working long days.
And that's what I had to look at too. Like when I was really deciding if I wanted to do this or not, I was like, all right, let me just really take a look and see if this is what I want to do. Because the reality of it is hard. Like even like doing an associate shift for like 4.5 hours, like it's still hard work. So I'm like, do I really want this?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And I was like, I do. Like I would work for this.
Yeah.
But
I mean, you're not.
It's definitely
there's
not.
There's gonna be days where you're barely gonna get a break and be able to eat lunch.
Yep. Yeah.
But you get
on
through
your feet all
it.
Day.
And
mm-hmm.
The
I laugh.
Reward is so worth it. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
I laugh because I think one of the biggest rewards about our industry, and it's reverse in the beginning, is the schedule is very difficult in the beginning. It's weekends. It's nights. Right. Mm-hmm. And then when you hit the point where you've built your business and you have, you know, opportunities to be flexible in your schedule, then you could essentially work 2 12s and be at home with your kids for 5 days or, a few 6 hour shifts or just 8 to 2. Like there's a lot of flexibility because my heart breaks like looking at the like people who are doing shift work and they're in their 50s. And even like doctors and nurses, like my OB, shout out to you, Colleen, but she works like so much, you know, like she's putting the time and effort in, and it's like, you know, that's something that I think you do have to think about when you're making your career decisions, because it's going to matter. I mean, yeah. like news anchors, you know, they got to be there at what, like 4 a.m. Yeah. every day. Like yeah. that's
Sleep
brutal.
There if the weather's bad.
Mm-hmm. But it's like you said, if that's what they're passionate about, I'm sure it's 100% not an issue. Mm-hmm.
Yeah. You just need to know what you want
to
do.
To flip side on like the grit and the grind, think about, I just remember being like your age and like actually like having my own money, being able to like spend the money, like treating yeah. my friends to stuff who were in college and like had to ask their parents for money. Like that, the independence that you're going to accumulate over the next like few years is going to be like huge. And mm-hmm. I feel like you get like an instant gratification from this industry is like you're in the workforce and you're putting the hours in, but you're also like, you know, you have your own like sense of independence. You're making good money and you're also like learning how to like socialize at a very early age, and you just become like just an overall better person mm-hmm. because of it. So
100%. Yeah, you definitely get that jump start on life for mm-hmm. sure.
Yeah, definitely.
I love it.
My social skills definitely improved when I started working at the salon.
Yeah.
It forces you to talk to people. Yeah, I used to not be able to. I feel like it's gotten better, more so. Like,
okay.
Yeah, I'm waiting for Alana to
especially
turn
talking
six.
To adults. Like, before I started working there, like, I was like, I can't speak to adults, and now I'd rather speak to adults rather than people my age.
Yeah.
Like,
I'll tell you what, it's totally visible to me. When I have an interview with someone, a candidate, that even if you're in high school or however old you are, I can tell if you have service industry experience or if you don't, and there's so much value. I mean, even being like a receptionist or somebody who's working in a restaurant, like what you gain there is so detrimental for your social skills in general. And I agree with you. Like, I love hearing you say that because I think that's a major part. Mm-hmm. The social part of it is a very big deal.
Definitely. Yeah. Like, yes, you can talk to a grown-up that she knows, but can she talk to an absolute stranger? Yeah. I feel like they're two different things. Yeah, so definitely. Like, totally get where you're coming from with that.
What are you most looking forward to? Is there any services that you feel that you're like, I can't wait to do this?
Definitely highlighting. Yeah. And I would love to learn more about extensions and pursue that.
I love it.
Definitely.
It makes me so happy to hear.
I know. I mean, there's money to be made there.
There sure is.
Oh, yeah.
Mm-hmm. Smart girl. Yep.
Is there anything on the flip side that you feel you're like super nervous about?
Men's cuts. Jeez. I mean, working at the salon now, I can see how much the girls do not like to do them. Sometimes, you know, they're good at them, but, you know, I feel like they're hard. Like, I look at it, I'm like, where do you start? Like, where do you
I've always said that about men's cuts. I feel like guys come in and they're always so chill and cool, and they're like, oh, do whatever, you know?
Yeah.
And then the minute one hair is not right, they're like freaking out. I see it with my own kids. I see it with clients. And I'm just like, oh my God. Don't think a man that's sitting in your chair is going to be easy, because they're challenging.
Yeah, yeah. Mm-hmm.
Short hair in general. You know? Like, you can hide a lot with long hair.
Yeah.
You can wave it and do whatever. You can add extensions. But when it comes to short cuts, it's like the pressure's on. So I can see that.
Yeah. Since you started working in a salon at 15, has there been anybody in particular, like, can you like pinpoint a moment in time, an experience, or a person that really made your like go from like this extreme of I know I want to be a speech pathologist and go to college and, you know, to I'm going to hair school and I'm going to be a hairstylist. Like, was there anything that influenced you along the way?
I mean, it was more so everybody I'm surrounded with at work that just kept influencing me to do it. They were like, just do hair. And for so long, I was like, no, I'm not doing hair. Like, stop budging me. And then one day I was like, why not? Like, honestly, I'm already here. Like, I already know so much. Like, all this information is going to go to waste if I just go to college. Like, I was like, all right. I'll just do it. And obviously you guys influenced me.
So you failed to peer pressure.
Yeah, definitely. Basically.
If there's anybody that is so strong-minded in her own person, it's you, Hallie. So I give you a lot of credit for figuring out early on and not wasting your time and picking your career path and, you know, convincing your mom. I know she was a little bit more of a challenge to convince than your dad was.
Yep.
I'm still convincing her today.
Hal, did you, when you were looking into schools, and I know that you had a little bit of a benefit because you had all of us to kind of guide you in that way, did you tour more than one school or no?
No, I just toured the one school I'm going to, Chrome. Okay. I mean, it was also the closest, and I feel like that's really what I was looking for in a school, because I just wanted to get my license and get out of there. You know, I feel like I already know so much background knowledge. I just needed to get in there, get my license and get out.
So you're in VoTech now, currently?
No, I signed up, but I wasn't able to get in. Yeah.
So if somebody was in VoTech, would they be able to transfer their hours from VoTech to cosmetology school?
They don't need to go to cosmetology school. Once they graduate VoTech, they can get their license.
So this is a little interesting. So things changed after COVID.
And this
is
the state of Pennsylvania. I don't know if that's in every state. But. Yeah.
Like COVID actually was pretty positive for what happened with the VoTech program in our area. So basically, it used to be where you couldn't obtain hours unless you worked directly under a teacher at a salon. That was the old way of doing things. Then when COVID happened, they allowed individuals to obtain hours through salons that didn't necessarily have teachers.
Yeah.
So we are in that scenario now. Like our Newtown Square location, we have, there's four. Am I right about that?
Three,
there's
four.
I think there's four right now that we have in this program. And unfortunately, Hallie wasn't accepted. Not that you weren't, you know, eligible. It was basically that you were late, right?
Yeah.
That they had already given the spaces away. But basically, these particular people are dependent upon how many hours they're at. They're able to obtain almost all of their hours. So when they graduate in a couple weeks, they're going to be essentially fully ready to be licensed, and they can start their career. Whereas, you know, I feel so bad, Hal. And I tried.
I know, we did try.
You did. But basically, Hallie, you'll have to enroll in school next year. So you not only have the time stamp, you're going to have an additional year that essentially they won't, but also the financial piece.
Yeah. The intuition.
The investment.
Mm-hmm. Where if you're with VoTech, it's all, you know, through the state.
Right. Mm-hmm. How much is school now for cosmetology?
I don't know, Hal. What is it?
I think the average is 16,000. So like 18?
No, it was back
ours
in the day.
Was 20.
Oh, really?
Yeah, it was 18 when we went.
I think it was 18. I don't know. Yeah. I gotta ask my parents.
She's like, I ain't paying for that shit, so I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know why.
I paid a cut. I paid for my kit. That was our agreement.
I paid for my kit
because they were like, it means more if you pay for it for yourself. And I was like, definitely.
You pay attention.
Exactly. So I was like, that makes sense. I'll pay for it.
I loved your parents, their like outlook on that.
Yeah.
That's great.
Yeah.
Yeah, they kill it.
You should try that with Sam.
Dude, don't even go there. That's a whole other story. I just can't. But no, you're right. If you pay, you pay attention. So.
Any challenges or like doubts that you've overcome or anything that you see might be challenging in the future?
Yeah, I definitely experienced some doubts from my family in general. Like my grandmother, she's a hairstylist herself.
Oh, she is?
Yeah, well, she was. She ended up going back to college and becoming a teacher because she worked in like a little hair salon in the mall. Like she wasn't making good money.
She worked in a hair shop.
Yeah, she was working a lot, wasn't making great money from what I understand. So she was like, oh, you can't, are you sure you want her to do hair? Like, are you sure?
Because yeah,
from
her fault.
Experience.
It's not
like,
her fault. Back then, but this industry has evolved so much.
Yeah.
I mean, I'm sure your grandma probably didn't even know what extensions were.
Yeah.
Like, there's just so much more now, so much added value, so many different ways to make big money.
Yeah,
and they didn't have those opportunities back then.
Yeah,
so
definitely.
I don't blame your grandma for.
I don't blame you either. But you just got to look at how much the industry has changed, and you know, I'm not gonna be working and making like no money. Like I wouldn't have gone in this career. You know,
no.
What was that mall salon, Regis?
They were big.
Regis. Remember, mall salons were huge.
They were. They were.
That's where she worked.
My mom was like, "You ain't getting your hair cut there. It's too expensive."
So
sit down. You're going to cut some more. $6. Well, thank you so much, because I think it was really insightful to get inside your brain and just understand about what happens now. Unfortunately, I feel like society has a lot of growing to do when it comes to the trades. And I mean, let's just quickly acknowledge even the digital world of education and how that's being massively impacting the college thing. I mean, I feel like at this point I know a lot about business, but I learned it all online. I didn't go to some
online
program
on the internet, on the world wide
web. I do want to ask you though, was there anything when you were making this decision, is there anything that you're like worried that you're gonna regret? For me, like, I just know when I wanted to go to hair school, I was like, oh my god, my friends are having the time of their lives and I'm like in school on Saturdays. Although now I think the school you're going to is Monday through Friday, which is amazing.
Yeah, definitely.
That would probably draw a lot more kids to pursue a career like that if they didn't have to sit in school on Saturdays. Mm-hmm.
I mean, definitely when I was making my decision, I was like, do I really want to miss out on college? Like, all of my friends are leaving and I'm staying. Yeah. And it's like, of course I love, like, hair and I want to pursue this, but I'm like, do I really want to stay here while everybody else is out, like, having fun at college? And I'm in school and working 5 days a week. But at the end of the day, like, I'm not going to go to college for the wrong reasons, you know? Yeah. Like,
Steve and Tina, you're welcome.
You see the big picture. Yeah.
Definitely. But I was scared of, like, missing out. But then I tell them, I'm like, all right, I'll just visit you guys. Yeah, like, I'll still get the experience. Like, absolutely. I'll hang out.
And do your hair school. Then you're going to come to Privé University for a few, what? Our apprentice program's how long? Yeah. So you'll be at Privé University. You're still going to party. You're still going to have fun.
Oh, yeah.
But guess what? You're going to be making money while you're doing it.
Exactly.
Yep. So do your head.
And I'll be a lot more ahead and not in school for another 4 years. 100%. I couldn't do it. No, I don't have it in me.
All right, I like it.
Thank you so much for joining us. Hope you guys enjoyed getting into the mind of soon-to-be graduate of cosmetology school. Like, subscribe, and we'll catch you on the next one.